world's thy handmaid. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my
welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I love that song. Usually for a segment like this, we would be playing, for our Where Are They Now segments, we would be playing a different song, but we thought that this song better fit our guest today. We want to re-welcome to KDWA Pastor Ralph Olson. We have known him for many, many years. He was in Hastings for many years ministering at St. Philip's Church, and he is now a staff celebrant for a group of funeral homes in the Twin Cities area. He's been very, very busy, and we're thrilled that he came in to say hello to us today. How have you been?
I have been excellent, Mo. Good to see you, and thank you for having me back.
Oh, Pastor Ralph, it's great to see you. So first of all, for people that remember you, give them a little bit of a refresher where you were in Hastings and how long you were here.
Yep, I was at St. Philip's Lutheran Church for about 18 months.
After Pastor Ed passed away.
After Pastor Ed passed away and Pastor David took another call and things. And so I was the interim pastor and prepared the congregation for their new pastor, Pastor Greg, you know, when he came. And then I thought I was done because I was 67. But somehow God lured me across the St. Croix River into Wisconsin, and I became the interim pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hammond, Wisconsin. And I was there for 2.5 years, finishing in May. And I turned 70 then. I said, well, I think I'm done. Well, 2 weeks later, I started my new job for a consortium of funeral homes in St. Paul, and I'm their staff celebrant. My function is to work with families who've experienced a death but aren't attached to a church in any particular way. So I sit down with them. I listen to the stories of their loved one. We talk about music. We talk about readings. We talk about who wants to be in the service. And then I create that service. And if there's a burial involved with that, then, you know, I do that as well. Quite interesting work. Incredible stories that people share. Some are funnier than heck, you know, and others are sad. But as everybody who's known me and my personality, they've just said, this is in your wheelhouse and you were designed for this position.
And why do you feel like that?
I've always been a people person. I've always been a heart pastor. I remember one time we were calling a teaching pastor. And I said, this is good, because I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree.
That's not
And the call committee laughed, except for one guy. He said, he's exactly right. He's not the brightest bulb. But what he is a heart pastor. He lives and breathes with his heart. And he has an ability to reach out to people, whatever their situation is. And I think when I interviewed for this position, they said, we've been praying for somebody like you to come.
So I know your background is as a Lutheran pastor. When people ask you to help out and celebrate at their funerals, do you follow a Lutheran?
If they are, were Lutheran once, and they want kind of a religious service, I do that. Otherwise, I customize the service upon their needs. For so many years, funeral homes had a list of pastors to call if you had a family that didn't have a church. They call the first one, the second one. Now, where I'm at, I am the person.
Because there is a need. Is that what you're saying?
There's, definitely.
Yeah.
Less and less people are aligned with a faith or active with a faith. And I usually sense that out when I'm meeting them and talking to them. When I say, you know, well, we haven't been to church. I said, no, we're here to create a celebration of life service for your loved one. Okay. Have you thought about songs? And they'll say, well, yeah, Dad always liked Amazing Grace. Oh, okay. Dad liked How Great Thou Art. Okay. I don't say, oh, really? No, I say, and then I say, what about readings? He loved the 23rd Psalm. So you see, those
people
roots,
have more faith in them than
yes,
they realize.
The roots were there.
Yep.
And for whatever reason.
Right. And it's not for us to judge.
It's not just for us to judge. It's for me to create a service that when they leave there, it's been a celebration of life. And they can remember the good things. I did have a son who said, my father was a SOB. And I said, all his life, you? Well, no. I said, so forget that part. Let's go back to when Dad was meaningful in your life, because that's what you want to remember. That's what you want to take away. So that's how I do it. And, you know, my wife says, don't get a big head over this, because all the reviews from families have been, he was amazing, and we felt like he really cared about us. And so she goes, if you get a big head, I'm going to get a needle, I'm going to pop that sucker.
So, and that keeps you humble, Pastor
it
Ralph.
It sure does.
So did this consortium of funeral homes have a staff celebrant before you?
They did not.
So this is really, it grew out of a need for them
yes.
as well. Okay.
Across our organization, the whole is called Dignity Memorial, the second largest association of funeral homes in the United States, 1,600 of them. There are 368 celebrants, but only three of us in the whole organization are retired clergy. Lay people can be taught to be a celebrant because you're gathering information, you're creating the service. Those of us who are clergy bring a little different dimension. We're able to, from our experiences, to work with families who might be struggling. You know, that I don't know what he wanted, right? You know, well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about his life. Have you, you know, and that's how, you know, that's how we create it. So, yeah, I was in Champlain Park this morning and just came down from here, and now I'm going back. So, and I have three services to do, one on Friday, two on Saturday, and one the following Monday. So I'm quite busy. Everyone has to be a customized service. And what I do at the end, I will give them a verbatim, everything's written out, message, and I'll give them copies of that entire service for them as a keepsake to take with them.
So all of your services are held at funeral homes?
Yes, yes. People who have a pastor or a priest will do it in the church, obviously. But that population is growing quite significantly of people who were attached but aren't attached, were never attached, but they say, well, I'm spiritual. Okay, so they have some kind of faith dimension in their life, and I can't really put their finger on it, but working together with them and listening to them, you can create that picture and begin a relationship. I'll be working on a night of remembrance for the holidays, so all those people that we've worked with this year, we're going to invite them to come to a service designed for that. We'll have candles in honor of their loved one. One of the other interesting concepts that I'm developing is called Dinner Over Death. And people go, oh, that sounds really exciting. But what it is putting together couples or individuals for a meal, talking about their life experiences with loved ones or illness or whatever, and how can we have those conversations before a loved one dies? You know, so in the organization I'm with, we actually have a manual that people can do and fill out all those pieces, like where are the finances? Where's this? What do we do here? What did they like? What did they love? Yeah, so it's an unlimited possibility, but one that's desperately needed in a society that becomes more separated from each other, you know, and, you know, they say you never want to talk about religion, nor taxes. And the third odd topic is death. Don't want to talk about it, you know? And yet when it comes, like family had last week said, we've never done this before. I said, most people haven't. That's why I'm here to help you walk through this, create something with you that, yes, that's our legacy piece. That's what we keep, you know? And I tell them, there will be days when you'll remember your loved one and you'll laugh like crazy because you remember some crazy part of their life. And there are days that it'll trigger tears. And that's all part of the process. Because grief is forever and ever, right? The grief, the loss, but the pain, the breath stopping passes because it's not there to stay. And it changes over time. And if we can create a remembrance service, a celebration of life, that's like a rock that they can hang on to and take that with them in the days ahead.
Do you ever get a chance to meet any of the people that you minister to before they pass away?
In this position, no, not usually. In ministry for 44 years, yes. You did a lot of hospital calls. You did a lot of hospice. So you did have that chance. And if people, whether they were faith-oriented or not, I've always said, if you were able to be there with your loved one when they died, that was your greatest gift that you could give them. You ushered them to God, no matter what. Okay? But not everybody gets that. You know, I did one last week, and the father was at the casino at Treasure Island, and he died in his room. They found him the next morning. Family hadn't done any planning. Well, they didn't anticipate that, you know. So you talk about the hardest part right now is you didn't get to say goodbye. You didn't get to say, I love you, you know, thank you, all of those things. I said, so that's what we want to create, you know, in your service about your dad, so that, yeah, that's the way you're going to say. How are you going to remember dad? What are we going to do? We're going to plant a tree that has apples, you know? And every year, when those apples come out, you know dad's with you. You know, that's the spirit that lives on in your lives through how you remember and how you keep sharing that with your children or your grandchildren or whoever, you know, whoever that is.
How did this new opportunity come about?
By luck. When I left ministry in May, I said, well, I need something to do or I'm going to drive Andrea's nuts. So I started looking online, and I saw that Simply Hired had a position for this funeral home for a DA, or a director's assistant. That's just another name for gopher. You know, get the room ready, get the flowers there. So I thought, okay, part-time. So I filled out the form or application, sent it in, and three of the funeral directors in the area knew me. And they went to the manager and said, there's an application here for a DA, but you can't hire him. And she looked at him, and they said, you need to read his resume, and you're going to see why. So she read the resume and said, I know why. She called me in for an interview, and we sat down, and she said, well, Pastor, I just have to be honest and tell you, I can't hire you. And I sat there like a, you know, deer in the headlights. You can't hire me. She goes, no, at least not for the position that you applied for. Based on your resume, I truly believe that God has sent you here. Because we have talked about, we have prayed about, we have contemplated having a person with your skills on our staff. And so this is a whole new experience for us. So we're going to kind of walk it together. But this will be the greatest blessing for us, I do believe for you, and for the people that we're going to serve. And that's how it started. So since the 1st of June, I have done 22 services of remembrance. And the phone's been ringing today. So I have Friday morning at 11, Saturday at 11, Saturday at 5, Monday at 11. You know, 2 weeks ago, I did 6 in 8 days. 6 different services at 6 different locations. But yeah, it's hard sometimes to crank them out that fast, because in ministry I only do one message a week. So yeah, time to think about it and everything else. But here, once you gather the information and the experience I've had, it's easy to put it together. It's easy to lay it out so that it makes sense, you know, because I have, you know, this is what we do. So I always start by saying, this is who I am, and it's my honor to conduct this service, Celebration of Life Service, for this person, okay? And first off, I want to thank all of you who aren't family members, who are guests here today, for your presence. Because your presence is a visible sign to this family that you care. And of all the things we need to know is that when we experience these tragedies, that there are others who are care, and they'll walk that road with you. And then we just go from there. So,
do you find that this is an opportunity to almost do some low-key evangelizing?
How I'm coming out of it is that it's up to God or the Holy Spirit to move in people's lives.
Yes.
My mission is to create that life and that memory for them. And they know that I'm a clergyman, and I'm not there to, and I tell them, I'm not here to shove faith down you. I'm here to share and talk with you, and I give people my card.
And bring comfort and hope.
Yeah, right. One of the interesting aspects now is one of our chapels in New Hope has a comfort dog, Jackie the comfort dog. It's a rescue dog who loves people. And so they bring Jackie to a visitation, to a funeral, and Jackie walks up and will sit in people's laps or just let people, you know, there's something about a pet, and it's an amazing thing. So now we want one over in St. Paul. So we have to go look, and who's going to take the dog? You know, who keeps the dog? Because you got to, you know, it's got to be a house pet.
Right.
But it's also got to be, the temperament's got to be right and everything else. So.
Oh, Pastor Ralph, I really agree with whoever said to you that this is indeed in your wheelhouse. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's just great to get caught up with you and to find out all the good things that you're doing. And when you first took this position, did you realize what it would bring to you personally? I'm sure you've looked at, oh, this is going to, I'm going to minister to people, but I can just tell how much this is bringing back to you.
It has, because I, you know, after 44 years as a pastor, I'm going to miss the people. You know, I could go get a job at, you know, retail or whatever, but I would miss that contact, that thing. And having lived in Woodbury for 39 years now, I know so many people. And so it's that people. The more people I'm with, the happier I am. The fewer people I'm with, the crabbier I am. I mean, that's just always been me. And I just have a heart. I have a heart for people, and am able to just be with them and share.
Well, we couldn't be happier for you. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
Great to see you. Pastor
yes.
Ralph Olson, he is a staff celebrant for some funeral homes in the Twin City area, a consortium of funeral homes in the Twin Cities area. And we're so thrilled that he took the time to come in and chat with us about his new position. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
When I in awesome wonder